This is an executive summary of the two-step 1031-721 exchange, DST now, appropriate later, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. For investors who want to leave active real estate behind but aren't ready to give up all flexibility on day one, there is an elegant sequence that has become one of the most popular moves in tax-deferred real estate, 1031 into a Delaware statutory trust today, then 721 into a REIT later. Done well, the two-step lets you defer your capital gains tax now, keep your 1031 options open for years, and ultimately transition into a diversified, semi-liquid REIT position, all without triggering tax along the way. This memo explains how the two steps fit together, when the tax actually comes due, and where the strategy can disappoint. Each tool on its own has a gap the other fills. A 1031 exchange keeps you flexible but leaves you owning real estate, directly, or fractionally through a DST, that is illiquid and, in a single DST, fairly concentrated. A 721 exchange delivers diversification and eventual liquidity inside a REIT, but it's a one-way door you may not want to walk through prematurely. The two-step sequences them so the strengths line up. You get the 1031's flexibility now and the 721's diversification later, deferring tax the entire way. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.